great first half, Brian, but then coming out with a point. Is it a point gained or a point lost?
Yeah, I don't think it's as simple as that. I think that doesn't describe the game. I thought it was a great first half for us and a great second half, but for different reasons. Huddersfield were very good in the second half, got field position and really... really screwed us on field position. You know, Dannebrough behind Dannebrough's kicking game. We couldn't get away from our try line either with or without the ball. But went through some periods of defending, you know, two or three periods in that second half where we defended some consecutive sets near our line and came up with some real good stuff. So, you know, I'm pretty pleased with our performance tonight. Really pleased with our performance tonight, but disappointed to have drawn the game. And the story is that we were so far in front in terms of scoreboard. And Huddersfield came back and got it. Well, I think it's one of those games where you look at Huddersfield and say, well done, fellas, you've done well there to get a draw out of it.
You've seen that twice this season. They came back from, 18-0 down at Headingley earlier on, so you know what they're capable of. But what changed as far as you were concerned then, you know, after the half-time break, having had that advantage?
I don't think there was any dramatic change from us, and that's the point I'm making. I thought Huddersfield really upped the ante. One or two things didn't go our way, whether that was a call or a bounce of the ball or some silly stuff from us. You know, we conceded a couple of penalties there, which then gave them field possession. And I don't think we'll review those decisions either by the referee or those errors from us. What you've got to do is at times during the season, you're going to be near your try line, whether you deserve it or not. But you still have to defend. You still have to come up with the goods. And for large parts of that second half, we did. And it was only by some great execution and great skill from Huddersfield that they end up scoring a try. So I don't think we conceded too many soft tries. In fact, I don't think we conceded any. Probably the first try was a bit of a blip, where did that one come from? But all those tries that it scored in the second half, they had to work for.
And a lot of that great play first half came off the back of some real industry from Paul Layton.
Yeah, between him and the forwards, he's doing a fantastic job. You know, not only is he a good defender, but he's very good offensively as well, whether he's got some subtleties, finding, you know, putting players through gaps or running himself. He's no mean runner himself, so there's some decent stuff happening there.
Kevin Sinfield obviously left out tonight, first time I think in 15 years, apparently, since he's been fit to play. Rhinos fans are going to be asking the question as to why. What would your explanation be?
Well, yeah, I can understand why you'd say that. I don't know if many will be, if I'm honest with you. I think if you look at Danny McGuire and Liam Sutcliffe, we've got a great half-back pairing at the moment, and we've been playing really well. Liam Sutcliffe, in particular, is having a fantastic season. Is it big news that Kevin's out? Absolutely, but you know, for people outside the inner sanctum, but it's, you know, this is a decision I've made as head coach. My job is to pick the team, and I think it's going to get the job done this weekend, and that's one of the decisions I've made.
Did he take the news well?
Well, he's really disappointed. He's absolutely not happy about it, but at the same time, the bloke's a pro. You know, he's such a professional in what he does, and you know, he's all for the group, Kevin. And you know, there's a side to him where yes, he's disappointed, but at the same time, he wants the team to win as well. So, you know, he's absolutely handled this as impeccably as he can do.
And still has a part to play as far as the rest of the season's concerned.
Of course, yeah. Kevin's a big part of what we do, and he's a huge figure within the group. So yeah, of course.
Looking elsewhere in the team, we mentioned Paul Layton. Liam Sutcliffe, man who's taken possession of that Kevin Sinfield role, perhaps in the side. Again, showing, you know, signs of that that upward curve in his career so far again tonight.
Yeah, I suppose the best quality I can say about Liam is that he doesn't get fazed too often. He doesn't get nervous, and you wonder if he's not getting nervous for the wrong reasons, whether he's too cool. So, you know, I thought for a tough game like that was tonight, he showed some good subtleties and some skill in that first half, but then, you know, was very industrious in the second half with not much ball, you know, and certainly defensively as well. Let's not forget that he's a tough defender and a smart defender as well.
And JJB back for the first time in a month or so tonight. How did you feel he went?
Yeah, he gave us that extra bit of a bit of punch, a bit of dynamicism that we've missed, and it's good to start getting some people back from injury.